Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, open our eyes by your Spirit to see wonderful things out of your word, and open our hearts to receive your word unto fruitfulness in our lives. For Jesus Christ's sake, amen. It is a wonderful thing to be gathered as the people of the Lord, whatever our church affiliation, language group, or station in life is. We are greatly encouraged to have our president and those who serve as ministers and MPs to join us in this service of prayer and thanksgiving. The great challenge for us as Christians is how to live out the kingdom of God in this world. By the grace of God, when we turn to Jesus Christ, we become citizens of his everlasting kingdom. The challenge then is, how are we on this side of eternity to live out our lives as those belonging to God's kingdom in the midst of the society and culture in which he places us? There are two equal and opposite errors we are to avoid. The first is assimilation, where Christians buy into or are seduced by the culture around us. In this option, Christians lose their distinctiveness and life-transforming quality of their witness. The second error is withdrawal, when Christians detach themselves from the society around them. In this model, Christians only engage in society to make a living, but take no active interest in the affairs of the nation. The people of God and the society travel, as it were, on separate, different tracks, and we fail to serve the nation we are part of. Both options were available to the Israelites, the Old Testament people of God, when they were carried into exile to Babylon. In fact, in their case, there was a third option, rebellion. Rebellion against the present regime. Because the Babylonians were their enemies who destroyed their homeland and had carried them away as captives to a foreign land. So you can imagine how attractive this option would be, rebellion, especially when there's ferment in the empire. Now, while some passages of Scripture, like Psalm 137 and passages in 1 Peter and Hebrews, address the danger of the first option, assimilation to the culture around you, the passage we are looking at tonight from Jeremiah chapter 29, verses 4 to 14, counsels and admonishes us not to withdraw from society, nor to rebel against the present regime. You have the passage in your service program, and I invite you just to have your eye glance through it as we receive the message of this passage. In a stunning way, God's command to his people is to settle down in Babylon. You're going to be there for 70 years as part of my discipline and as part of my purpose. So settle down. Give your children in marriage, build your homes, take root there, as it were. But make sure you seek the welfare of the city. This is not at all what the Jews were expecting. They were wanting God's judgment on their enemies and the quickest possible way to return to their homeland. The last thing they expected to hear was, seek the welfare of the city, the foreign city that you are in, and pray to the Lord for it on its behalf. It's the Old Testament equivalent of Jesus' command to love our enemies and pray for those who persecute you. It is consonant with Jesus' prayer that his disciples would be in the world and yet not of it.